ABC Radio Australia.
Some sadder news, actually. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, died on Friday morning UK time at Windsor Castle. He was aged 99 and had been married to the Queen Elizabeth for the last 73 years. It was incredibly sad. I was actually working here on Friday night when we got the news, and then we went into rolling coverage, didn't leave work till 3 a.m. And everyone was just really feeling sad because of the impact that Prince Philip had made. Yes, some people will have different takes of the kind of person he was, but his death will definitely be marked across the Commonwealth, and in particular in one part of the Pacific where it will be especially heartfelt. In fact, when I first heard that Prince Philip had died, my thoughts did go to the small community on the island of Tanna in Vanuatu, because Prince Philip is really venerated there as the reincarnation of a spirit who, according to ancient stories, travelled overseas to defend and save their culture. So Evan Wasuka has prepared this report about how the islanders will prepare to farewell the Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh.
For the villagers of Yonanin and Yakel, Prince Philip is much more than a member of the British royal family. Over here, he is venerated as the son of a god and a spirit. He is seen as a protector of traditional culture and custom against foreign and Christian influence. Jimmy Joseph Nako speaks for the people of Yonanin Custom Village on Tanna.
He is the spirit of custom, so we pray to him through the sacred kava rituals that takes place every evening, where all the men of the village come to the Nakamal, which is our meeting place, and they drink the juice from the kava plant that allows them to meditate and connect with the spiritual, to connect with him.
The Queen, dressed in slacks, was in a holiday mood when she arrived at Pentecost Island with the Duke of Edinburgh, Princess Anne, Captain Mark.
In 1974, Prince Philip visited Vanuatu with Queen Elizabeth, and during a stopover in Port Vila, he handed over a white pig to a member of the Tanna community. And that gift put the prince at the centre of a long-running prophecy.
When the Christianity first came to our islands, and there had been a division between the Christianity and the custom people. And the Christians say, don't perform custom, don't sing, don't dance, don't drink kava. But then the spirit of custom merged in a form of a spirit called John Fru, and tried to help our people to prevent themselves, the custom, from the threatenings from the Christianity. At some point, it comes to a stage where the spirit himself told the people that, look, we are fighting him from the end, but I need to go to the source. It is like a growing vine, so I need to go to the source and destroy the source of the vine, of the threatenings that threatens the culture. That's the time when he left Tanna and go to England in a spirit. And he went in a form of a spirit, but in England he is in person, and his name is Prince Philip.
Kirk Huffman is an honorary curator for Vanuatu's National Museum.
There was a sort of a belief at one time that this spirit was, or the current form of this spirit, in the form of Prince Philip, had actually married the Queen of England as part of a plan to get England to support custom or to support the traditional ways of life, not just in Tanna but around the world. I remember one chap telling me years ago, he says, yes, he's now ruling England with the help of the Queen, and eventually the rule will extend around the world, and then these our custom people will be supported.
Mr. Huffman says the belief has been reinforced by interaction between the people of the community and the royal family.
Prince Philip himself latched onto that, and he's been on and off corresponding with these people in the interior of Tanna since the late 1970s. Yeah, they have letters from him up there that's sent to them. And there were actually a group of people from that area who had a one-on-one or a one-on-five, there were five of them, meeting with Prince Philip in Windsor Palace in, I think it was 2008.
Mr. Nako says Prince Philip's death will be mourned through custom and special kava.
Surely there'll be mourning, and there'll be ceremonies like a death ceremony where people will come together to pay respect to him But traditionally, like coming together and assemble in the Nakamal for 2-3 days, paying respect to him with no work.
They will possibly assume that his spirit will return to that area up in the interior of Tana, or up into the particular, geographical feature on that island that he's associated with. It's a mountain. Not really permitted to say too much about it. There's one of the interesting things about cultures in Vanuatu is they're very secretive.
However, Mr. Nako says Prince Philip's death is just one part of the story, which will still continue.
It doesn't mean that he's finished. His spirit will still live on in Prince Charles. And also, his death means his spirit is departing and transforming into another world.
A small number of followers of this belief system will be sad, will be respectful. They'll do what they need to do with Kava to ensure, from their point of view, what needs to be done for his spirit, because he used Kava in a traditional religious way down there. And they may possibly then also use Kava to look for the next link in the chain, which may be, probably will be, the Prince Charles, the son.